And now, young Widder Brown. Seriously ill at Health Center Hospital, Ellen Brown has no idea of the state of mind in which her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, finds himself. A state of mind bordering on panic, as he faces the fact that the famous old surgeon he depended upon to cure Ellen is unable to take the case, has, in fact, sent his young woman assistant over to take over. All Ellen knows is that Anthony has gone to the airport to bring back old Dr. Humphreys, in whom he has such faith. And now, at Ellen's invitation, her friend Mariah Hawkins has tiptoed into the darkened hospital room, saying,
"Can I be here, Ellen, with the blinds drawn and everything?"
"It's all right, Mariah. Sit down.
Right.
You killing yourself running my tea room for me?"
"Now, don't you worry about that, Ellen. Your tea room is running like clockwork."
"You'd say that anyway to make me feel better."
"Ellen, I never made anybody feel better by lying, and you know it." "How do you feel, dear? Noreen Temple tells me you're a little blue."
"Oh, I was. I'm not anymore. Poor Noreen. I just poured out everything to her."
"Now, everything's going to be all right, dear. You've got the Lord and Anthony Loring. Now, what more do you want?"
"Nothing, really, Mariah. Just a momentary lapse into despair. I'm really all right now. Besides, Anthony's gone to the airport to bring back Dr. Humphreys."
"Oh, that's that famous surgeon Noreen was telling me about?"
"Yes. He's very brilliant. Anthony has so much faith in him."
"Well, then, you'll be up and around in no time. And that's taking the tea room away from me."
"Mariah, who's looking after your roomers while you're at the tea room?"
"My sister. You know, I like to have my sister visit me, but goodness, if we're under the same roof for more than 4 hours, we argue. This way, she's there, and I'm at your place, and we're both so busy we don't have time to fight."
"You make an advantage out of a disadvantage all the time."
"Oh, it's no disadvantage for me to run the tea room for you, one bit. I get to learn more about what's going on than I ever did listening by accident on the telephone."
"Well, is anything going on?"
"Well, Louise Simpson's having a decorator down from Chicago to do over her whole house."
"Oh?
Seems as if she intends to stay here all year round. Of course, some people don't think it's very seemly for a widow that fresh to be having so much fun with her husband's money."
"Oh, Mariah."
"Other folks say, well, let her alone so she doesn't make any more trouble for people. Keep her busy. Honestly, when you think they were just dying like flies around that Simpson place a couple of weeks ago, three of them in a row. Louise's husband, Alex, his brother, Christopher, and Christopher's wife, Madeline. I wonder Louise doesn't just get along out of here."
"Well, Louise needs the security of Simpsonville. She needs all of us here."
"Well, then she better start learning our ways, or we aren't any of us going to be understanding each other."
"Well, she's been very concerned about me, very generous, Mariah."
"Well, she should be. You were shopping her house in place of her, and she should be generous and concerned."
"Well, if you start arguing with me, Mariah, I'll get tired and I'll blame you."
"Oh, all right, dear, all right. I won't say another word."
"Oh, perhaps that's Anthony and Dr. Humphrey."
"Oh, I'll get right out of here then."
No, wait, Mariah. I'd like you to meet him and Anthony."
"Ellen?"
"Hello, darling."
"Hello. Hello, Mariah."
"Hello, Anthony. You're going to scold me for being here with Ellen? I'll go right away."
No. You stay where you are."
"Well, if this big important doctor's coming, look, I'll wait outside for a bit, Anthony, please."
"Well, whatever you say, Mariah."
"I may be back, Ellen, but if I'm not, don't you fret about the tea room one bit, you hear?"
"Thank you, Mariah."
"Not at all, Ellen. Not at all, dear."
"You look mighty lovely, darling."
"Livia McAvoy did me up in ribbons and bows for the big doctor. Do you think that'll make it any nicer to me?"
"Humphreys?"
"Yes. The telephone, Miss Max, that the plane was late or something. Did he get in?"
"No, Ellen, he didn't."
"Oh."
"There's a hitch, darling, to the situation. I don't mind telling you it's rather a blow to me, but..."
"Well, isn't he coming at all, Anthony?"
"I don't think so."
"My, that is a hitch."
"Darling, I had to tell you. I've nearly gone out of my mind over this. It's such an incredible blow."
"When you say that, dear, you mean nobody else can help me, that Dr. Humphrey's not coming means..."
No. It's just that... Oh, I must be crazy to discuss this with you. I shouldn't be doing it."
"No, Anthony, you shouldn't. You should be finding another doctor. Darling, look, no one in the world is really indispensable. You know that. Not you, not me, not Dr. Humphreys. Why didn't he come, by the way?"
"He's had a stroke."
"Oh, Anthony, the poor man."
"Yes."
Is it bad, dear? Will he get over it?"
"Well, I don't know any of the details. I just know that I'm disappointed beyond expression."
"So am I."
"And I'm very selfish to burden you with it. I should have come to you with some story about changing my mind and getting a better man."
"Which I wouldn't have believed. Because you simply can't lie to me with any real conviction, Anthony.
No. So there you are.
There we are. What are you going to do, Anthony?
I'm going through my list of people. I'm going to get you another surgeon, that's all. And it'll be a good one, believe me. And when I select him, I shall go and bring him back personally.
Well, that's better. Now you sound like yourself.
Well, you see how I behave. I'm so dependent on you, I can't keep anything from you, even something which will upset you terribly.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I'm necessary. That's one of the most important feelings in the world, to be necessary.
Darling, it's so blamed unfair that things couldn't go right.
Let's not talk about that part of it, Anthony. Let's not be foolish. We certainly know by this time that...
Ellen? Oh, Anthony, I didn't know you were here.
Well, I've been bothering my girl, Mac. If you take her pulse and it's off, it's my fault.
Oh, take Anthony's pulse, Miss Mac. His is the one that's beating too fast.
It probably is at that. Look, dear, there's a patient in Y Wing that I have to see. I'll be back. And by this evening, I'll have found you another doctor. I'll see you, sweet.
All right, dear. Bye.
Bye.
What was all that about, Ellen?
Anthony's just told me about Dr. Humphreys not coming. He's really quite upset about it, isn't he?
Completely. And I can't quite figure out why.
Nor can I.
Ellen, I want you to meet her. I think that you'll have the same reaction I have.
Meet her? Meet whom, Miss Mac?
Dr. Shaw. I think she's a very able young woman. I've talked to her for about an hour now. Certainly she's had as much training as you could want.
Miss Mac, I don't know anything about her, Dr. Shaw. Anthony didn't mention her.
Well, Ellen, she's Dr. Humphrey's assistant. He sent her in his place. She was at the airport. Anthony brought her here.
He never said a word about it. He said he was going to find another doctor. You heard him, Miss Mac. He said by evening he'd find me another doctor.
That must mean that he doesn't intend to let Dr. Shaw take over. Oh, that will be quite awkward.
But why, Miss Mac, why? If Dr. Humphrey sent her a woman doctor, is that what bothers Anthony, do you think?
Of course it is. Also, she's quite young, very pretty.
Oh,
and
poor Anthony. The ego of the male. He would entrust me to old Dr. Humphreys, but... Could I see her, Miss Mac? Could I meet her?
I brought Dr. Shaw to the floor for just that purpose. She's in the reception room, unless Anthony's chased her away.
Oh, I hope he doesn't. He can be so intolerant. He can be so stubborn. Get her. I'd like to see her. I'd like to meet her.
Ellen, you're remarkable. You thrive on confusion.
I probably do. My poor Anthony. He's like a little boy, completely frustrated by this.
I'll get Dr. Shaw right away. Dr. Shaw?
Yes, Miss McElroy.
Ellen Brown wants very much to meet you.
Oh, good. What have you told her?
I didn't have to tell her anything. Dr. Loring was there.
I saw him come out. He didn't see me, fortunately. He looked very determined, and I'm sure he'd have been furious if he thought we were doing this.
Ellen is on our side, Dr. Shaw.
She knows about me.
No, Dr. Loring didn't mention you to her. He told Ellen that Dr. Humphreys couldn't come, and he was going to find another doctor.
Oh? In other words, I'm definitely not wanted.
I think Ellen is going to make that decision, Dr. Shaw, not Dr. Loring.
Rather puts me in the middle, doesn't it?
To a certain extent.
I sound overconfident, perhaps, but there aren't many of us in this field. Dr. Humphreys is top man, and he's trained so few.
Anthony Loring is not really making good sense, Dr. Shaw, right now. He's so tied up emotionally with the case that you and Ellen Brown and I will have to cope with it ourselves. You know, I think I'll let you go in by yourself. Just tell her who you are, although she'll know, of course.
How will Anthony feel if Dr. Shaw gains the confidence of young Widder Brown?